Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Good fucking morning. I had to start with that. It is the greatest morning in Australian football for a long, long time, Kat. I'm so hyped.
I have never seen Claude with this level of energy. I don't know if you're always like this at 8 a.m. in the morning, but it's incredible.
I'm not. I had no coffees this morning. I couldn't sleep. I woke up at 1:30. I woke up again at 3. I don't know why I was so nervy for this game, but I had a very good feeling. That's the good thing throughout. I didn't feel sick at any point. I've had a good feeling about this game today. And we need a penalty to get there, but Australia at the World Cup, we're going to be there once again. Back to back to back to back to back. It's five in a row, Kat.
Incredible.
It's very important for the game. And I think before we even kick on with anything, we had a few messages come through this morning.
We did.
Asking for an apology
for
Kat.
They did, and I'm going to apologize. Okay, guys. Like I said, I've never been happier to be wrong about something in all of my life. I definitely had doubts heading into this game. I think, though, it's fair to say that a lot of Aussies did.
Yeah.
I had plenty of messages as well going like, wow, didn't expect it, but I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm stoked.
But you're in the public sphere.
I know.
All those people
are allowed to doubt in quiet. I'm just echoing the general sentiment, I think. We're all stoked this morning. We're really happy. Not just with the win, but generally I do feel like we were the better team this morning.
Yeah.
Which, you know, we should have been.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm happy. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah. I'm really sorry.
No, it's fine.
But maybe a bit of negativity was good. Yeah. It put some fuel into the fire.
Well, there was a lot of it. It was funny going into this because I looked at, you know, your Spanish is good too.
Yeah.
I try to scrub up on my Spanish. I was watching a lot of Peruvian media going into this game.
Bad idea.
And that, you know, it made me quite angry, as you can imagine. But it was just interesting the difference between the two nations because I watched Peru today. I thought they were poor.
Mm.
I thought they were very poor.
I agree.
I was not impressed in the slightest of Peru. I don't think they deserve to be anywhere near the World Cup.
No.
Right? But you can argue whether we do, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's not our best performances ever. But I think we deserve it far more than them. I thought they were poor. They only had to play one game to get to the World Cup.
Uh-huh.
We've had a massive month. And they weren't good enough. But the media is hyping them up.
Yeah.
It's a very different culture there. It's all about, you know, we're Peru. We're going to play for Peru. It's all this. Australia, on the other hand, was almost like dumbing it down, like if anything, like doubting.
Absolutely.
Questioning, manager's got to go, this has got to change. And it's just the big difference in media. It kind of made me feel a little bit sad for our players.
Yeah, I see what you mean. There's a real contrast in I saw some of the Peruvian media too, really hyping their players up, hyping their team
and
up.
Talking us down.
Oh, massively.
Yeah.
I think a huge play in what they did was talk Australia down, like it's going to be easy, this and that.
Yeah.
Whereas you totally get an opposite sentiment in Australia.
Yeah.
It's like, it's Peru, it's South America.
Yeah.
And you fall for it.
You do.
And
you
I'm
do.
Sure I speak for many people when I say that. You do fall for it because you do put South Americans on that kind of pedestal when it comes to football.
That's right.
So much more ingrained in their culture than it is in ours.
Yeah.
But look what happened.
We won.
I love it.
We won yet again.
Now, Claude, I saw you also commenting on some of the Peruvian Instagram.
Yeah, I was. I
love when I see you get hyped. Like
I was hyped. I was hyped yesterday, and I always forget that. Like now, I'm doing stuff in the football sphere, and I can't be as much of just a fan like I used to be, where I could just say anything and do anything. But I did. I went on the Peruvian Instagram page, and I was just commenting Australian flags yesterday.
Go like his comments, guys.
Yeah, please do. And then today I said adios with the waving and
the
Australian flags because the thing was they were all hyping up, going on about how they're going to beat Australia, but then I put the flags yesterday and wasn't getting any traction, but everyone's seen it today and then everyone's liking it. I had some friends of mine don't even live in Australia and they were seeing it. So obviously everyone's gone to Peru's page just to see what the reaction is. And then all these Spanish like just comments ripping into me just saying,
yeah,
we're not going to do anything at the World Cup, but we're there and you're not.
Yeah.
So sorry.
But to be honest, they're ripping into themselves right now.
Yeah.
They're not happy. I was reading some YouTube comments earlier. Yeah, Peruvians are very unhappy with the performance, but...
Well, let's talk about the game.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
I'm not going to lie, I was a little bit nervy with the back line going into the game.
Yeah.
I was happy with Mitch Duke starting.
Yeah.
I was one of the only people happy.
That was the only change that was made, wasn't it?
That was the only change, I think it was, to the side. And Mitch Duke, he cops his fair share of hate.
Yes.
But, you know, again, I also probably overestimated the opponent. I thought we're playing Peru. They're a technical nation. They're good players. This is probably a game for Mitch Duke, because if we need to get out of trouble, you pop it long. He's going to chase everything. Yeah. And he did that. I thought he was good. I was actually a little bit disappointed. I thought Lecky should have come off first, not Duke.
Yeah.
But I thought he was really good. I was nervy about the back line because when I saw Kai Rolls and Bailey Wright, and they're both great players, but they haven't had that much particularly Kai Rolls, wasn't even a Socceroo a month ago.
No, fair enough.
I was very nervy. And I want to take this opportunity to say, my word, how impressed I was with Kai Rolls this morning. I think, you know, a lot of people got the hype around the pitch. Redmayne, of course, is the hero at the end of the day. Kai Rolls for me, and Jackson Irvine played very well too, but for me, considering he wasn't a Socceroo a month ago, considering how young he is, he's an A-League product, has been playing, obviously now he's going to Scotland, but he hasn't played in Europe yet. I thought he was so smooth.
Yeah.
He was even better than Bailey Wright. Bailey was solid.
Yeah.
Kai was better.
Yeah.
I could see why Arnie played him. He's a left-footed centre-back. He played out better. He was rock solid. I loved his performance. I loved him. Everything about him.
I love this.
So
cut
humble.
Cut it and send it to him.
Yes. Honestly, Kai, I was super impressed. I was super impressed with Rolsey. And I'll tell you what, some centre-backs will have to work extra hard to get him out of that side now, because he was so comfortable. Now he's about to go to Europe.
Yeah.
Play in a very competitive league. And if Harry Suter does a good job getting back, I mean, the competition for centre-back is huge.
100%. And I think you're right, though. It's also a great thing for the A-League, too, to see a player performing like that at that level.
Yeah.
But Bailey Wright also, it's fair to say, he's probably played
yeah.
the most football of any of the Socceroos
this
season.
He's
so
had a long one,
I think, obviously, maybe the experience is lacking from an international level, but I think we were pretty safe with them.
We were. Yeah. It's a great squad. And I was glad we were linking up, even though it was nice and early today, and then it's cold here in Sydney, Australia. I was
very
glad
cold.
We're linking up to talk about this game, because
yeah.
everyone needs to talk about it today.
Yeah.
It's massive. The players have copped it and they deserve nothing but praise.
100%.
I was watching the lives. The boys look like they're going mad over there, and I hope they are. You know, and I don't want to hear about it.
They deserve it.
I don't want to hear about it. Put your phones away and trot tonight, lads.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly hope they drink everything they can drink. I mean, they're in Qatar. I don't know how the laws are in Qatar, but I'm sure you're going to have fun, right, if you splash a bit of cash.
Yeah.
I hope the boys run an absolute muck tonight. And I hope New Zealand do a job tomorrow too. I'd love to see New Zealand
against
go to the World
Costa
Cup.
Against Costa Rica.
Wouldn't that be so? I saw the boys are like staying near each other because they're all saying hello before the game. And yeah, I really hope that they party the night away and just have a huge night. They deserve it. They've earned it. This is massive for Australian football, Cat. No bullshit. This is a fucking huge win.
I love it. And I think just generally the guys, they were a lot tighter today. They played some of the best football I've seen them play in a really long time. And I also think it's one of the first times I've really seen them want it more than the other team.
Yeah.
And that's something that is frustrating when you're watching it and you feel like that kind of fire is not in it.
Yeah.
But I think they passed really well. Possession was pretty even most of the game.
Yeah.
It was really only the second half of extra time where I felt a little worried that Peru were going to score. There were quite a few opportunities there.
Well, they hit the post. It was a great header. It was a great header, and that was a good chance. On a different day, that goes in. But I was skitzing it on my TV, right? I was very angry because I was perplexed as to why we hadn't made a fourth and fifth sub.
Yeah.
Because I started Googling. I was like, okay, qualification started 3 years ago. These players have been qualifying for over 1,000 days, right? So it's been such a long campaign for them. And I started thinking, shit, maybe it's only three subs. Like, did I miss something here? Is it still only three subs in this game?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe the Graham Arnold did not make a fourth sub in extra time. Okay. In the end, it was to save it for Redmayne.
Right.
And it worked out. Okay. I had my doubts. I think Matty Ryan would have probably saved one or two. But okay, look, forget it. It worked out. But I couldn't believe that because the players look dead. He's got someone like Goodwin sitting there.
Yeah.
He's got Tilio. Yeah. He's got McGree. He's got players that can inject something.
Yeah, and they're decent players.
They're great players. And the only thing that disappointed me was I thought we could have beaten Peru in 90.
Mm.
In 90. Not even 120. In 90. I was watching that Peru team. They don't want it. They don't want to be there. They're passing the ball out.
Yeah.
The goalkeeper took 10 minutes to take goal kicks in the first
half.
That was bad. They didn't want to be there. They didn't want it like we wanted it. So I would have loved Australia to go out there and beat them in normal time.
Yeah.
It's fine. You know, we're happy anyway. We got to the World Cup, but I was questioning a little bit the hanging off the subs. They made the first sub. And I'm looking there. You know, Atkinson had been on a yellow all game. Mm. He did make that change eventually. Lecky, for me, was off the pace.
Yeah.
He really lagged that Lecky change. And I was getting really worried. And I love Arnie, as you know. I do like Arnie, and as a person,
I'm going to bring that up later as well. I have a question for you.
Yeah. he's a great guy, and I really get along with him. And I was just really like, come on, Arnie, man. Come on, make that change, bro. Make that change. And it worked out. He made the change. Goodwin scores his pen. Mm-hmm. Redmayne saves the pen. It all worked out in the end. And I guess it looks like a master stroke, but it made us sweat.
Oh, we were sweating.
What do you want to ask me about?
I was sweating. All right. So I know that. So Claude's got to interview Graham Arnold.
Yeah.
a couple of months ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you interviewed him, they'd been on a winning streak.
Yeah.
The Socceroos had been on a winning streak. Yeah, they were doing well. And basically from the point of that interview with him, they stopped winning, Claude.
Yeah, they did.
What did you do?
They did. Well, look, I like to think it had nothing to do with that, because I'd like to now lock Arnie in for another interview before they go to the World Cup.
Please do.
I'd like to speak to him again before they go to the World Cup. I don't think it had anything to do with me.
Yeah.
Our home form went out the window. Yeah. Our home form. But we still managed to win games away from home.
Okay, yeah.
And our record in Qatar has been really good too. I don't know. I'm going to try link up and chat with him again.
It's just one of those superstition things, you know?
We don't have time for superstitions here, Kat. Okay, I'm going to try to chat with him again, because it was a really good chat. I want to hear about it. He was very emotional this morning. I want to ask him about all this and ask him about Qatar and ask him about this whole experience and what
for
happened.
Sure. I think even he would be... I'm not going to say surprised, but a lot of his interviews going into this...
Yeah.
Were very, what's the word? He was very apprehensive to give too much.
Yeah, but we're like that as well.
Yeah.
Which is probably a good thing. Yeah. The Aussies, we tend to...
Humility.
We don't get into that rubbish in the media. We let the other team talk more and we focus on ourselves.
And I rate that.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of him, I got to go to, you know, into Socceroos camp before the Japan game here locally in Sydney. And seeing the way these team has worked together, the staff, the players, they've been through a lot that we don't know about. It's been a tough campaign. It's been the hardest campaign ever for any Socceroos team. It has, because over 1,000 days of qualifying, so many matches. I think 16 of them were away from home. We had to play every game away.
Australia has played the most away games than any team.
The travel on these lads. And then the other thing that they deserve a mention is a lot of them are playing away from home in Europe, in Asia. They're away from their families.
Yeah.
The season finishes. They don't come home, not even to say hello. They go straight into camp, because we started camp extra early. June 1st, these boys were already in training. We had a game against Jordan. June 1st, I think that was the friendly match. So we were in there in May. Then we play the UAE game, must win. Then we play this game. It's been such a slog for these lads. They deserve nothing less than to be at the World Cup.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
100%. I think qualifying is definitely such a win for Australia.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say it's the biggest win we're going to have, because you never know.
You never know.
I'm happy to be wrong again.
Yeah.
But I just think, at least for the Australian football as well.
It is. It's important.
This is huge. It's important. I was really concerned about... the future of the sport.
Yes.
If we weren't to qualify.
The World Cup is big. The World Cup is as big as it gets. We're not Italy.
No.
We're not Uruguay. We're not these countries that football is, it's part of the DNA. And what happens is sometimes in these nations, Holland, you know, we saw the Dutch do that as well. Sometimes in these nations, when they miss a World Cup, it's a blessing for them.
Right.
It wouldn't be like that for us. For them, it is, because football's ingrained in the culture. You know, in Italy missed the World Cup now 2 times in a row. They're talking reshuffles. They're talking changes. People are still going to go to Serie A games on the
100%.
Weekend. People still have their clubs tattooed on them. They're still mental over there. Yep. That's never going to leave. The problem here is, if we miss this World Cup, the funding, it's the opposite. You know, in some nations they go, oh, we missed the World Cup, shit, double the funding, let's fix this shit.
Yeah.
Australia would have been different. The funding gets pulled, the media attention gets pulled, the scrutiny goes up.
Yeah.
Everything would have gone bad. So for us to make the World Cup, it's very important. This is going to be the hardest one, because as of 2026, they're expanding to 48 teams. Mm-hmm. Asia is one of the biggest winners of the new World Cup format. So Asia is going to 8 automatic places. So we should not be missing any more World Cups. We should not even be in these fucking playoffs and needing to sweat and my balls are in a knot all morning, right? We shouldn't need this to happen again, right? So it should get easier. So this was the hardest one. This was the most important one to make. And they did that. It was very important for football. And last night I was looking at some comments and, you know, and I don't know why I was on Twitter, but I was. I couldn't sleep, Kat. So I found myself on Twitter. And I was reading what everyone was saying, and I had some people going, oh, I don't know how I feel about the game tonight. I feel a little bit indifferent about it. I'm not sure, because people don't back Arnie.
Yeah.
And some people are thinking, oh, maybe it'll be a blessing if we don't make the... Socceroos are playing.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you don't like the players. Doesn't matter if you don't like the coach. Doesn't matter what you don't agree with. When your national team is playing, you better want them to win.
Support them.
There is nothing good to come out of not winning and not making a World Cup.
No.
This is very important what we did.
But you
this
also
morning.
Don't really achieve anything no, by just talking shit no. about the
exactly.
team.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And let this be a wake-up call. Support these lads. As mm-hmm. I said, you know, yeah, golden generation. I don't even like when people say the word golden generation because, yeah, okay, football's changed. The whole yeah. landscape has changed. It's not as easy to get into a team in the
no.
Premier League as I'm not taking anything away from that
no,
generation.
No, 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 no.
But the world has changed. Support these lads. Some of them are playing, as you said, in the depths of European football, in second division in Asia. They're battling.
Yeah.
And they come and they put the green and gold on and they perform like that. So they deserve it. I wonder what Tommy Juric is thinking. Not Tommy Juric, Tommy Rogic is thinking at this point. I hope everything's all right with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I think we never found out no, why he pulled out, did we?
We never found out. I hope everything's all right. But he's missed a huge, huge campaign.
Absolutely.
But it's just big. It's big. And now we look forward to Qatar. And we play France again.
Yeah, that's a scary first game.
That's the first game. It's going to be a Wednesday morning for local audiences here in nice. The east coast of Australia. It's going to be a 6 a.m. kickoff, which is good.
Yeah.
It's on the Wednesday. I think the
much
World Cup
much nicer than a 4 a.m.
It is. It is. It's. I think it's the third day of action or the second day of action. The World Cup kicks off on a Monday, and then we are on the Wednesday morning. So it's pretty good, pretty soon. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday night, 9 p.m.
Oh, stunning!
We play Tunisia.
Love it.
That's a winnable game.
That's a game that everybody should be at the pub or yeah. like you should be with your mates.
100%.
Get the green and gold on.
100%. Saturday night, yeah. no excuses. You've got to be on the sauce, on the cans from late Arvo.
Yeah.
And you got to be ready for that game and you got to be running amok. We've got to beat Tunisia there. And then we go into Denmark. If we've got 3 points against Tunisia, then the Denmark game's big and we can find ourselves in the round of 16 for the first time since 2006.
Oh, wouldn't that be
nice, Claude? Look, I'm going there already.
Can you, I just want to say that Claude's yeah. energy around the World Cup and international football has really rubbed off on me.
Yes.
You've changed me.
This is real football.
Yeah.
This is real football. Me. Away from the contracts and the money and the transfers, this is real football. Yeah. You play for your country. I love yeah. international football. It's the best.
Let me ask you a question.
The World Cup
I
next
just...
to me here. Look at this beautiful
oh,
trophy.
Yeah.
Designed by an Italian, by the way. Of course it was. Look how beautiful this thing is. Of course,
it is nice. It is nice. Yeah. Probably the closest we'll ever get, but that's all right.
Yes, probably.
He just kissed the trophy.
I did.
Yeah. I have a question for you. It's more of an opinion.
Yeah, go on.
Because a friend pointed it out to me this morning. He just said he finds it kind of frustrating how, yeah. For example, I'll use Italian Australians.
Okay.
That they kind of back Italy so hard.
Mm.
Italy don't qualify. It's like this big dramatic. They're all upset.
Yeah.
Australia qualify and there's no hype.
Right.
Why do you think that we fall into this kind of trap? Is it to do with the lack of kind of football culture within Australia?
Mm.
But if you're a football fan, like I'm a football fan, if Lebanon was to qualify, I'd be happy. If Ireland was to qualify, I'd be happy.
Yeah.
But I'm always going to be happy for Australia because this is where I'm born. This is where I live.
I think people need to realize football is just, it's a game where these 11 go out and they represent your country. You're supporting your country. You're not flying the flag and cheering on Football Federation Australia.
Yep.
You're cheering on Australia.
That's a really good point, Claude.
Right, and it's fine. I got nothing against. I mean, I work very closely with the FA. I know the people there. I know they're working their ass off. I know whatever. But you can have your opinions on the governing body.
Yeah.
There's a lot of places in the world where they don't like the governing body. There's a lot of politics involved. There's a lot of places they don't like the government. Right. Yeah. There's a lot. This is part of it. But when your country's playing, it's your country you're supporting. It's not that. Yeah. And I think that's a bit of a problem here. You know, sometimes people are, what are Football Australia? A lot of.
It becomes
a lot of
political.
Footballers that never made it. Right. What did Australian football ever do for me? Why would I go for the soccer? Yeah. This is your country. You know, this is Australia. My dad's a great example, right?
Mm-hmm.
My dad's born in Italy and then he grew up in Argentina. And he was saying to me yesterday, because he was so hyped for the game today, and he was saying to me yesterday, he goes, he got to Argentina when he was 4 and grew up there and went to school there and everything. And he goes, I never really went for them. You know, he always went for Italy.
Wow.
And he was there when Argentina won the World Cup in 78.
Massive.
Right? And he was there. And he's like, I was happy, but I wasn't really...
He never felt it.
No, he never felt it. He goes, but I feel it for Australia.
Wow.
And he's like, probably because I had my kids in Australia. Yeah. My kids are Australian. Like, yeah. And he's Australian now, but like, you know, he's born in Italy, but still he goes, my kids are born here.
That's
my kids
really nice.
So he's like, and it's like, sometimes I look at my dad and I'm like, bro, this guy's like born overseas, moved over here already as an adult.
Yeah.
And yet he has so much passion for the national team.
That's beautiful.
So when I see someone that's born here and they're carrying on like a pork chop going on, you know what I mean? There's nothing wrong. You can support multiple teams.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't get me wrong. Like, you know, again, my parents are born in Italy. So of course, if Italy's playing, I'm hyped. I'm wearing my jerseys. But bro, when Australia's playing, I'm also hyped and wearing my jerseys.
You get so into
pray that they don't play each other. Yeah, pray that they don't meet, because that's the worst.
Because when it does happen, you never forget about
that's
it.
That's terrible. Yeah, you never forget it. But it's like, yeah, no, anyone that doesn't support the Australian national team, it's just so un-Australian. Like, what are you, like, I don't know. I probably can't even say on here what I'd like to say to them.
Yeah, fair enough.
Support your national team.
I think to your point, it's not a political statement.
No, you're not going for the federation. You're not going for the
government. You're supporting these 11 guys who are giving their everything to make sure that your country is part of such a big, big competition.
Exactly.
And something that we can be proud of.
Yeah.
Because I am extremely proud.
Yeah.
Extremely proud. Like, proud I'm day. Just loving being Aussie this morning.
It's a proud day. It's a good day to be Aussie. We fought hard. We did it. It was another penalty shootout. What about Redmayne dancing like a
wiggle? I know. I love it.
That's going to be a meme all over the world.
I read a comment that was like, it's so funny how a goalie can both save the day and make fun of them and make a fool of themselves at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
But the shithousery from both goalkeepers in the penalty shootouts, because the Peruvian keeper, he was a solid goalkeeper.
Yeah.
And he was obviously the captain, and he was over there, you know, having a drink from his water bottle, taking his time.
Oh,
he was
too much in their time. Face. I hate
both
that.
Goalkeepers dominated that penalty shootout. Like, I think they stole all the headlines because the gamesmanship, and I guess that poor sportsmanship, you could say, but it ends up winning you a game. And
it goes both ways though, right?
Goes both ways. So proud of the lads. We missed the first penalty.
I know.
And
I thought Boyle had a decent game too. Like he had some great opportunities.
Yeah.
So I was just sad for him.
Yeah, I was sad
for
him.
That's a shit
as well.
Feeling.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
But the boys stood strong, particularly those last couple pens. Jamie McLaren.
We got him all
penalty.
After that.
Yeah, he was a pressure penalty. And Awa Mabils was a pressure penalty. Yeah. You know, sixth pen, the keeper really slowed him down. He had to readjust his ball twice.
Yeah.
It was like, that was a pressure penalty, and he just sent him the wrong way, calm as you like. So
love it.
We're proud of everyone. Kat, I could stay here all morning.
I know,
I could
me
stay
too.
Here all morning chatting. But we just wanted to do a quick update. We wanted to catch up with our fans and check in and just celebrate together.
Reiterate
that this is a morning to celebrate Australian football.
Absolutely.
You might have your opinions. You might have your things or who should manage or who should play or who should this. None of that matters right now.
No.
As a nation, we're at the World Cup, where we belong for the fifth time in a row.
100%.
The football world can't question whether we belong to be there because we constantly make it every single time. So well done. And now we can look forward and hype up to Qatar.
I love it. The guys came in clutch right when we needed them. And that's at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's all you need, right?
That's all you need.
A win is a win. Oh, and they can just keep doing this throughout the whole World Cup for us.
Is it too early for a beer, Kat?
Definitely not.
Is it too early for a beer? Definitely I might not. Put a little something extra in my coffee.
Maybe.
It's brilliant. Kat, anything you want to say to the Australian football public right now?
Other than I'm sorry for doubting you. I'm super stoked. I'm so happy. Let's just go. I'm excited. Bring on the World Cup.
Let's get it. There's big things happening for Born Offside and for the whole team here. Myself, Kat, Olan, who couldn't make it because who knows where Olan is, right? This one is probably...
Man's been all over the world this weekend.
Man's been all over the place. But there's huge plans in store for the World Cup. We've got some very exciting announcements coming up soon. So keep an eye out for that one. And there's going to be some cool special features. Now, the off-season continues for Born Offside. So make sure you send in all your questions, all your comments, everything you're feeling right now. It's a day to celebrate, Australians. Enjoy it.
Yay.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Go Australia.